From the Colorado Radio Newsroom, I'm Dan Lynch. A Western Slope group delivered a petition to Colorado's governor exhorting him not to send more water to the Front Range. Rifle-based Citizens for West Slope Water delivered the petition with nearly 1,500 signatures urging John Hickenlooper to oppose new Trans Mountain diversions. The increase might be included in the forthcoming Colorado Water Plan. Silt Mayor Pro Tem Brian Fleming says the increase would hurt the Western Slope.
Diverting that water more to the Front Range will affect property values. We on the Western Slope rely on that water from all of the rivers to grow our crops, grow our hay for our livestock. We use it for our recreation and tourism. It would be a huge, huge problem.
Currently, the Western Slope supplies more than 500,000 acre-feet of water per year to the Front Range. The Egnor, Colorado man wanted for multiple charges, including two felonies, was caught Tuesday in Nevada. Last week, 55-year-old Eldon Dick made several threats to kill San Miguel County sheriff's deputies if they attempted to arrest him. The sheriff's office got a tip that Mr. Dick had stayed in an Elko, Nevada motel this week. Hotel staffers became suspicious when Dick bragged about having a warrant from Colorado. Police say when Dick went to his room, hotel staff Googled him and saw the sheriff's press release and then contacted authorities. More news coming up. Montrose residents will have a chance to peruse the city's 2016 budget at an open house this Wednesday, the 28th, in the City Council chambers. If you are unable to attend, you are encouraged to view the proposed budget at cityofmontrose.org/budget. And an organization called Your Choice Colorado is trying to get full-strength beer and wine into all supermarkets. They're giving the legislature another opportunity to change the laws before taking their cause to the voters. Under current Colorado law, one store within a grocery or convenience chain is permitted a full-service liquor license. Several attempts have been made at changing the law, but they've failed in the state legislature. From the Colorado Radio Newsroom, I'm Dan Lynch.